Fast Facts, research, analysis, and solutions from the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives, Manitoba. I'm Shauna McKinnon from the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives. Today's paper was written by Jennifer DeGroote. Jennifer is a project coordinator for the UN Platform for Action Committee, Manitoba. She participated in the regional preparation meetings for Beijing Plus 10 in Geneva in December 2004. UNPAC is a member of Manitoba's Just Income Coalition. In 1995, at the United Nations Fourth World Conference on Women in Beijing, Canada signed the Platform for Action, a roadmap for women's equality. On the topic of women in poverty, the Platform for Action called on governments to review, adopt, and maintain macroeconomic policies and development strategies that address the needs and efforts of women in poverty. 10 years later, the level of poverty remains virtually unchanged in Manitoba. 1 out of 5 Manitoba women lives in poverty. A single mom with 2 children has to work more than 80 hours a week at minimum wage just to reach the poverty line. Addressing women's poverty through the minimum wage is increasingly important as more women are involved in paid work than ever before. Over 60% of Manitoba women are employed in the paid labor force. The numbers are increasing fastest for women with young children. In 2003, 2/3 of women with young children worked for pay, up from half in 1990. Women make up 2/3 of minimum wage earners. Aboriginal women, immigrant and refugee women, women living with disabilities, racialized women, and young women are more likely to be employed in low-paying, low-status occupations. For example, immigrant and refugee women, many of whom are professionals in their home countries, are often forced into low-paid work during their first years in Canada while they wait for their credentials to be recognized. Women consistently find themselves overrepresented in the lowest paid sectors, including clerical workers, childcare workers, sales clerks, and food servers. In fact, women outnumber men in each of the 10 lowest paying occupations in Canada, except service station attendants. The list of women's top occupations today is markedly similar to women's top occupations in 1891, which included servant, teacher, saleswoman, and laundress. Women are also more likely to work part-time, and part-time jobs are more likely to be lower paid. Many of the reasons women choose to work part-time revolve around the demands of unpaid work. Part-time workers are often also full-time caregivers, performing unpaid caring work that is essential to the economy and society. The earnings of a single person without dependents working full-time at minimum wage still fall 11% below Statistics Canada low-income cutoff, Canada's unofficial poverty line. Low earnings in the working years translates into poverty as women age. Over half of single women over the age of 65 in Manitoba live in poverty. Poor mums, poor kids. Manitoba's low minimum wage policy ensures that women and their children will remain poor. A low minimum wage policy contributes to Manitoba's alarmingly high levels of child poverty. Poor mums have poor kids. The National Child Poverty Coalition, Campaign 2000, which recently reported that over 1 million children in Canada, including 53,000 in Manitoba, live in poverty, identifies an increase in the minimum wage as a key element in the elimination of child poverty. Despite the Manitoba government's claim to be interested in child poverty, our government is keeping poor kids poor by refusing to pay their parents a wage that keeps them out of poverty. About 15% of minimum wage earners in Canada are heads of families. Campaign 2000 reports that 53% of single mother families live in poverty. The minimum wage earnings of a single mother with 2 children working full-time are less than half of LICO. In other words, a single mother of 2 must work at least 80 hours per week every single week of the year just to reach the poverty line. The minimum wage increase of 25 cents recently announced by the Manitoba government gives this mother an extra $10 a week, barely enough to deal with ever-increasing costs of living. Manitoban Beijing Plus 10. Following the Beijing conference, the Canadian government laid out its federal plan for gender equality. It pointed to gender-based analysis as essential to achieving equality of outcome and promised that this analysis would be implemented at all levels of government policy and programming. This promise has not trickled down to the provinces, nor to minimum wage policy. A gender analysis of minimum wage would make it abundantly clear that a living wage is a key element of a poverty reduction strategy. At regional meetings in preparation for Beijing Plus 10, the 10-year review of the Beijing Conference, Canada recently reported that poverty among some groups of women, such as lone parents, immigrant women, and unattached senior women, is still too high. This statement echoed their written response on implementation of the Beijing Platform for Action, in which they acknowledged that 38% of Aboriginal women and 27% of immigrant women were in low-income situations. It is interesting to note that Manitoba is one of only three provinces and territories not mentioned in the response, leaving Manitobans to wonder what, if anything, our province reported on the steps made toward women's equality and the reduction of women's poverty. Poverty for women in Manitoba remains at record high levels. As Manitobans prepared for the 49th session on the Commission of the Status of Women and the Beijing Plus 10 Review in New York, we were deeply disappointed that so little progress had been made on reducing women's poverty since the Beijing Conference in 1995. We were especially saddened by our government's strong commitment to economic policies that serve to keep women poor. Rather than protecting women's right to earn a decent living, Manitoba's low minimum wage policy helps keep women poor. The government of Manitoba has an obligation as well as a moral commitment to use policies such as the minimum wage to reduce women's poverty. A minimum wage that is below a living wage contradicts Canada's and Manitoba's international commitment under the Platform for Action. Women's economic inequality is only exacerbated by a minimum wage that keeps them poor. Today's Fast Fact was written by Jennifer DeGroote for the CCPA Manitoba. I'm Shauna McKinnon. For more information on other policy alternatives, see policyalternatives.ca.